going to have some fantasy stuff today, but not Matt Lauer type fantasy stuff. And gambling and all kinds of other cool things. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Man, this week has flown by. Let's have some fun today.
Let's do it.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Well, sports and, you know, weird sex guys. And
yeah.
Just stuff, man.
The more that comes out about that guy, the weirder he gets.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Lauer's a pretty weird dude, it turns out. Everybody thought he was like, oh, my aunt, who's like, I don't know, probably in her 50s, was like, not Matt Lauer, no. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? And she was almost like victim shaming. It was like, why didn't these women come out at the time that it happened? And then like now,
everybody says that when it's somebody they like.
Now it's like, Matt Lauer's kind of scummy. He's just kind of a creep.
Yeah, remember Ray Rice? This is a different situation, but yeah. The Baltimore Ravens fans were like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Oh, remember Baylor fan?
Oh, no. I don't remember anything about that.
We got called every name in the book by those guys.
And apparently, somebody found a footage where he interviewed Anne Hathaway. And when Anne Hathaway had this, a quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction, when she was coming out of a car and the photographer kind of went low and got a crotch. And it made the news. And it was when Les Mis came out. And Matt Lauer was like, he opened the interview with, we've gotten to see you a lot of you lately. And I was like, oh, no. He was like, how was that for you? I'm like, change the topic, please.
It's a little creepy. It's just creepy, but it's creepy. Jong, tell people about your podcast. I saw you tweet that out.
Oh, yeah. Issue 35 of Comic-Cast. We broke down the trailer of Infinity War.
Pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. May 4th.
How much time did you spend on the trailer to this movie?
What do you mean? The podcast itself?
Yeah.
Like an hour.
Oh, my God. No offense, but who the hell's listening to that? Listening to an hour about a 2-minute trailer.
No, it's about the trailer. We break down the trailer and we talk about what we think is going to happen in the movie.
Holy hell. I'm sorry, Jong. I don't mean to laugh. Everybody should listen to Jong's podcast, but my God, if you do, you're a weirdo.
Wait a minute. I'm going to defend Jong a little bit here.
Go ahead.
You think about all the times we've sat here and speculated on Game of Thrones for half an hour.
Let me tell you something. We got an hour of content to go over.
True. Although we did speculate a lot on what was going to happen. It's kind of the same thing. And you know what? It's Jong. It's okay to be a nerd. It's okay. I'm with you. I'm not going to listen, but I'm with you.
You would listen, though.
Yeah, I probably would. If I were a podcast type person, I would listen to their podcast because it's just dorky enough for me. And I make no bones about having a very serious dorky side.
Yeah.
And I don't apologize for it. I don't run from it. I accept what I am. That's life. So do you see who as the Vols turn went to today? Dave Doran said no thanks.
Yeah. I've seen the latest rumblings. I don't know how legit it is, but the last name I heard was Mac Brown.
Oh no, I've got a different one.
Oh, okay.
A more recent guy.
Okay.
Kevin Sumlin.
Oh boy. I mean,
kind of makes sense. It wind up being better than Greg Schiano would have been, your first choice.
Oh, I agree.
But how good are you going to be at Tennessee if the best you could do was 8 wins? Well, you did have a 10-win season, but if you're pretty much an 8-win guy at A&M, He can be much better than that at Tennessee. It's easier on that side. But
I don't want to say that it's not a winnable place because, maybe, you know, you and I know you'll say, well, you get the right coach, you can win anywhere, which is true. But I don't know how long of a rebuild it is. I mean, it's definitely not like a just get a hot coach in there and everything's going to turn around. Like if Mark Richt had left Georgia and gone to Tennessee, I don't think they'd be playing for the SEC championship just like Miami is.
No. But I think he can win there, but can he win at the level they want? Because he couldn't do it at A&M. And I was surprised that Arizona State didn't just pounce all over him, and instead they go after Herm Edwards, which good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's just, oh, this guy sounds good on TV. All right. Yeah, that's going to make a great, kids see him on TV. Are kids watching ESPN anymore?
No.
And I don't think they are. I bet you a lot of them don't know who the heck he is. Nothing. I don't
understand why T. Martin's name hasn't surfaced here.
That's one of the things that I've seen several people question that.
And then another thing that I've heard that Les Miles is interested in the job. If Les Miles is interested in the Tennessee job, shouldn't Tennessee have already hired him?
Wouldn't he be better than pretty much any name we've heard on that list so far?
With the exception of Mike Gundy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Better than Dave Doran?
Yes.
Greg Schiano?
Yes.
Even Jeff Brohm? Yeah.
And by the way, this is the Dave Doran thing. At the beginning of this season, I don't know if he might have been on the short list of guys who might get fired.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tennessee's a weird spot because I thought Dave Doran, if he didn't have a good year this year, he was going to be canned.
Yeah.
And now he's signed a new contract and doesn't want to take the Tennessee job. But it's a weird world, the world of college football head
coaching.
The
thing is, though, if Tennessee winds up with Kevin Sumlin, I think, or Les Miles, then as much as they botched this, they got themselves a pretty decent coach, I think.
Yeah, but it depends on what you pay those guys.
Right.
And the reason Les Miles might be interested now is because he saw the amount of money that Mike Gundy passed on. So if they pay Les Miles the same amount of money that they offered Mike Gundy, I think that would be probably not great.
No, no.
But I don't know.
But if you get him cheap.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and the guy's just sitting around doing nothing.
That's not fair. He's doing TV.
Okay. Well, whatever.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And somebody says, Herm Edwards also was an NFL player and coach. Was he?
Was he an NFL coach? I never heard such a thing.
We had no idea that he was a head coach.
I'm telling you, I will always, for Herm Edwards, and this is, for what it's worth, this is secondhand news. I got this from someone. I used to, when I was in Austin, Jerry Sizemore, I don't know how many of you know who Jerry Sizemore is, but Jerry Sizemore used to always come on my radio show. He was a Longhorn. He was a first-round draft pick. He was like an All-American offensive lineman and played in the NFL for a long time. It was a very good player in the NFL back in the 60s, 70s. I guess 70s, yeah. I'll go. Maybe some 60s, too.
I thought it was a little later than that. I thought it was 70s, early 80s. But
maybe it was. I don't know.
I don't remember. But I know who he is.
I you know what? You're right. It is 70s, 80s. So Jerry Sizemore played with Herm Edwards in Philly. And he was drafted in 1973.
Okay.
So, and he was a two-time Pro Bowler, 1979 and 1981. He's in the Eagles Hall of Fame. He could not stand Herm Edwards. He could not stand, and he was his teammate. What he always said was, nobody talked more in the locker room than Herm Edwards, but Herm Edwards was the one guy who never had to get his helmet repainted. That was basically his way of saying he talked all the time, but he didn't put in the work.
Yeah,
and he just had no respect for Herm Edwards, and. Like I said, I don't know Herm Edwards, but that's a pretty...
Yeah, we've interviewed him a few times, and he's one of those guys that tries to be very motivational. Sometimes
he's like a sort of like a poor man's Tony Dungy, right?
A little bit. Yeah, I could see that. But it's funny because, you know, so you're just dismissing that he was an NFL. You know the last time he coached in the NFL? 2008.
Oh, boy.
This is my first year in radio.
Yeah.
In 2008. And my point is, you see all these guys on TV and you see their commentary and you think, oh, they must be still be good coaches. He's never coached in college. He was 2-4. His last 2 years with the Chiefs, he was 4-12 and 2-14. And because you look good on TV and you sound good on TV, that's going to make you a good college football coach. Okay, good luck with that, Arizona State. Just like people who want Bill Cowher now,
right?
Or John Gruden. I mean, those guys have not coached in forever, and you think they're just going to jump right back in and be good?
Just slide right into what they were. Bill Cowher won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, he did, and then he left on top. But people forget John Gruden was fired from his last job.
Yeah.
Herm Edwards was fired by the Jets and the Chiefs. So, yeah, that's my point. And, yeah, we were kind of aware that he actually was a head coach before. Kind of knew that.
I've heard.
Yeah, rumor has it. All right. So, I'll talk a little bit about this. The Supreme Court's going to hear this New Jersey case on sports betting.
Okay.
And I think it's interesting for people like us.
It is.
And for people asking about Jong's podcast, it's Comicast. You can get it on Podcast Arena. You can get it on Amazon. Anywhere else?
No. iTunes.
iTunes. Sorry. Not Amazon. iTunes and Podcast Arena. For some reason, I always confuse iTunes with Amazon. I don't know why. I'm old and I drink a lot. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. It's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, it's almost December. You know what that means? That means lots of bowl games. That means lots of football to bet on, basketball, college basketball, pro basketball, hockey. Still horse racing out there. MyBookie is the place to go for all of it. And they've got every possible bet available for you. You can bet the money line, bet the side, you can bet the total. And super fast payouts when you win, which is my favorite thing. I don't have to worry about waiting 2 weeks for a check or dealing with Bitcoin or any of that stuff. Man, it just shows up in my account within a couple of days. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on, because a lot of these places are pretty shady. Not MyBookie. Man, they're the only site that I use now. If you go to MyBookie.ag, I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out yourself. And they've got a mobile site, too, that is just fantastic. Join now. MyBookie will match your initial deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Somebody's like, Herm Edwards did coach in college. Yeah, 3 years as basically a quality control assistant when he started his coaching career. You know what year that was? It was 28 years ago. It's San Jose State. Yeah, that prepares you for a head coaching job at Arizona.
Yeah, he's
State.
Ready.
I don't know why people like this guy so much.
I don't
he's
get
good
it.
Good on TV. So 713-780.
His career record as a head coach, 54-74. Okay.
That's okay.
But it's got to be because he's on TV, right? Like, that's the only reason people even would consider him. Like, that's the only reason he's in anybody's brain anymore.
Yeah. It's not because of what he was as an NFL coach.
No.
And you could be a really good analyst. It's a little different critter when you're down there on the field having to make those decisions. So, we shall see. And, frankly, I don't think he's that good as an analyst, but that's just me. Cali Boy says, Jimbo Fisher ain't saying he's staying, so it's for sure he's leaving. Is he making a mistake? I don't know that it's for sure he's leaving. I think it's pretty
likely.
It's pretty likely. Yeah, I think everything points that way. And did you see the fan that got kicked out of his radio show?
No.
We have this, don't we, John? Did he disappear? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I got to pull it up. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, you pull it up. Just like Matt Lauer did when people would go in his office. But yeah, a fan was kicked out of his call-in radio show because they took calls, but then, you know, they have the microphone there so you can go up and ask him in person.
Right.
So here's what happened.
Where's the loyalty to the Parker? It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael.
He got kicked out for asking where the loyalty to the program is?
Yeah. Well, he started out talking about you've always been about loyalty and this stuff, and then where's the loyalty?
Mm.
And they kind of shoved him away and then kicked him out.
Well, so, happens.
Yeah. I think the loyalty's outside in the hallway, pal.
Yeah.
That's what I would have told him. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that at this stage, now, I'd heard rumors that it might happen as soon as today. That, you know, at this point, he was out of there and that they would announce it and he wouldn't even coach the last game. But that would surprise me.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened today, so I guess that was wrong.
How come no one asked for Dick Geron to be a head coach in college football?
I don't know.
How come no one asked for like a...
Tennessee wanted John Gruden so bad.
How come no one asked for George Seifert to be a head coach? Like, how come if we're just picking like crappy old coaches, why don't you just... Let's get a little more creative.
There's no shortage of them out there.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
Get anybody with the last name Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have those
guys. Any Ryan would be awful.
Those guys are available.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Daniel's asking if my wife's in London yet because it's snowing tonight. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not going on that trip. No, she's going. I think she leaves Saturday.
How great is the weather today, by the way?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I probably ride my motorcycle 30 to 40 days out of a year.
Yeah.
And the other 300-something, it just sits in my garage.
Today was a good day to ride.
Today is the reason why I have a motorcycle.
Just walk
in. Lance Zierlein, look at him. We've got a big star in the building now. Look at us. Ah.
I'm in awe.
I heard it was a...
Look at this guy.
I heard we had our company had a tough decision. They were deciding between which one did we really want. Did we want Lance Zierlein or did we want Adam Clanton? And they decided to go with Lance Zierlein. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? They went with the more experienced guy.
Works.
He's like,
"Is that mic work?
Does this mic work?
Yeah, this mic works, doesn't it?
No, come over here, Lance.
Yeah,
this is a good mic.
Yeah. Plus,
we don't want you sounding all bummy.
Plus, AJ wants to be able to sexually harass you.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Look at you,
AJ Lauer.
Look at you.
What's going on?
Look at you. You're here.
Yeah, here
the
I
big
am.
Star.
I don't know about that, but I'm here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here, my man. I'm very glad that you're on board. How's the show been going?
It's been going good. Feels just like, you know, normal. It doesn't. I mean, it's strange because we didn't do a show together for over 6 years, a little over 6 years, and it doesn't really feel that way.
Yeah.
You know? So, we had been. I mean, I've known John for a long time since I was just young, trying to get into the game, and so we've had, you know, we have good chemistry and there's no feeling out process, so you can just jump right back in.
Yeah. You know. Now, clearly, you basically you hated your other co-host so bad that you were willing to basically just do a fake retirement, which, I mean, some people do that. Like, in the NFL, Calvin Johnson hated being on the Lions so much. He was just like, I'm out of here. I've got to quit this.
Well, he's still not back.
Right. Because every time he's like, oh, maybe I'll come back, the Lions are like, I don't think so. Barry Sanders might come back too, I've heard.
Yeah,
but the same reason.
It's been going on for about, how many years now for Barry? Man, it's been a long time.
It's been a long ass time, yeah.
It was a long time ago that he retired. No,
he was the last 100-yard rusher for the Lions, believe it or not.
Yeah. Are you being serious?
No, I'm not.
It feels like it is probably close.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
For what, 4 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Something crazy. It's one of the craziest stats I've ever heard of. No, I really did need a break. Like, after 20 years of waking up, at four, when it says 4 on the clock, man, that's a bad feeling.
Now,
I would wake up.
Was that part of the deal for you? Was, like, these hours are less of a grind?
Yeah, when I first started talking to David, you know, which wasn't that long ago, I basically said, look, I'm very interested, but I don't want to do 6 a.m. anymore. I didn't want to do 6 when I went over there. They said I didn't have to, and within 2 years – I was in 6 a.m. So, yeah, part of the reason that this makes a lot of sense is these hours coincide with my NFL gig, which that's a tremendous grind. I'm doing it right now. I mean, that's why I'm still up here. I'll be up here until 6:30, just because it's just a lot of it's a lot of work. There's no way around it. You just got to watch a lot of tape. So it needed to work with that, and it works perfectly. It was a perfect fit. For me, there's a big difference between doing a show at 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. And I know people think, well, it's 1 hour. The difference between five and a half hours of sleep and 6.5, or 5:45 and 6:45.
It's massive.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Why do you think snooze button was invented?
Yeah, I did morning radio when I started.
In Austin?
And I was miserable. I hated my life. And I was a young, single kid with a drug habit. It was very difficult for me. And
I didn't know you had a drug habit.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably old hat.
It wasn't like a real habit, but I liked to party. I was a single kid in Austin, so yeah, I was partying hard. I was drinking. It was very tough to do morning radio.
Made it harder on yourself than you had to.
True. More often than not, though, I would tear this stuff off the wall, this soundproofing stuff, and use it as a pillow. Like, I'd show up at, like, 3 a.m. and just sleep.
Bet your PD loved
sleep
you.
At the studio. Well, he never knew. He wasn't showing up at 5 a.m.
I guess that's true.
It was just me. So it was my co-host and my producer. But
your co-host and producer probably liked you.
Oh, they love me. Of course they did.
I'm sure they liked you a lot.
Of course they did.
Oh, it looks uncomfortable already with Fred and Chong right there. Like, do these guys like you okay?
No, they don't like me at all. They've been looking to get rid of me for a long time.
This is a consistent pattern in your
I'm very difficult to work with.
At least you're self-aware.
Yeah, that's why I thought maybe you and I would work together, because you have a history of difficult co-hosts.
Made it easier. No, you know what? Matt Thomas was never. I'd say most of my.
Come on, crap on him. Just do it.
No, I honestly.
You hate,
I don't,
you
I
hate
don't
all
have,
of them.
No, I don't have a lot of bad things to say. I really don't. I worked with Charlie.
Man.
I worked with Matt and Adam. I was friends with Matt and Adam long before I did any radio with them. And Charlie and I get along to this day. It's just Charlie likes to do a Charlie show.
Of course.
Which is fine. I'm not meant to do a single
Charlie
show.
Charlie hates me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Legitimately, he doesn't
it's
like me.
Round up. Yeah, no, it's clearly I'm tallying the marks up here.
Yeah, he doesn't
There's a
like
lot
me.
Of marks tallied against you.
Yeah.
Charlie doesn't hate you.
No, he really does.
Does he?
To be fair, listen, Charlie used to be our direct competition.
Yes.
And anybody who's on air at the same time as me, I hate you. So I talk bad about your show. I don't like you. So I used to talk bad about Charlie's show. And,
are you sure he heard about it?
Oh, yeah.
He heard.
He's heard about it.
Listen,
he's not big into social media. You know this.
I know that. I know. Right?
So how would he get back to it?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. We had a meeting at Texas Star Grill Shop, who I do endorsements for now.
As do I.
And we went there to meet the guy who runs the place.
Rick.
And Charlie shows up. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that Charlie and I have ever been in the same room.
This is when you're on the same team.
Yes, he works for us now. He's 94.1. We're teammates. So he goes around shaking everybody's hand, introducing himself, and he gets to me, and I say AJ Hoffman, and he pulls his hand up back and turns it into like a finger point. Goes, and didn't shake my hand, would not make eye contact with me. He hates me, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, it's just he just got a different kind of personality than what you That's and I true. Are used to. We're pretty gregarious people, and I just think he's...
Charlie's dry. He's got a sense of humor he without does, question. Yeah. I hosted the show for a year. Not only does he have a sense of humor, he'll surprise you with his pop culture knowledge, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely.
Big time.
Okay.
He's a smart dude, man.
I drove with Charlie to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We drove over there together. We were doing the show, and so we drove in the company car or whatever. And Charlie got clipped for a speeding ticket, by the way.
Oh, no.
But when we were coming back...
I'm honestly surprised he could reach the pedals.
Oh, see, now, I mean, you see yeah, what? It's now, he, yeah, for sure he hates you. No doubt he hates you. But no, when we were driving back, I'm like...
Nobody tweet him and tell him that I told you that.
I was flipping the channels, and I think it was Rihanna came on. He goes, let's keep it here.
Really? That's he likes Rihanna, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, do you have any co-hosts that you want to take this time to crap on? Any former co-hosts?
None? No, I don't have any.
I mean, this is your opportunity.
Some were more professional than others, and I had better chemistry with some more than others. But no, I'm not going to.
They were all okay, though, at the end of the day.
No, I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, do what you do. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about my business. I'm not going to worry about your business.
Okay.
That's how I look at it right now. I mean, I'm a grown-ass man. I've been doing this long enough. I know what I'm doing. I know when I'm doing it well, and I know when I'm not doing it well. I haven't always been great at it. There have been times where I haven't been as prepared as I've needed to be, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm self-aware.
Okay.
I know. And as long as other guys – like, I'm big into self-awareness, and I've been with hosts who haven't been very self-aware. But if you know what you're good at and not good at, if you know what you know and what you don't know, I have a lot of respect for that, especially if you're self-aware and you try to change whatever your issues are. If you don't – that's in any walk of life. People who aren't self-aware annoy the hell out of me.
Okay.
Got to self-scout, man.
Got to self-scout.
It's funny.
It's like in relationships. We've all been married here.
Yeah,
more than once.
Yeah.
And you know what? You that's the same thing in a relationship. Like being on air, you guys know, it's a relationship.
Yeah.
You fit different ways with different people, and sometimes you find a good fit, sometimes it's not as good, but it works because you know how to make it work on the air. But if you know how to self, like if you can self scout in a relationship, in a marriage, where you know where you, and usually you have to wait till number two when you get to be a better self scout,
right?
But you know where you fall short, so at least you have. I mean, I can't believe how long you've been married.
Yeah, it's been like 10 years.
Seems
yeah.
impossible based on just the last eight minutes.
What?
Well,
he's got little kids though.
Yeah, just with the you know the tally marks of that you go after these after people. Do you do that with your wife too?
No, my wife said she's a beautiful person. She does everything properly.
Because I guarantee if she's like every other wife in America ever, she will hold a grudge too.
Oh, yeah.
So if you make your little shots at her, you take your little shots like
that.
The steering, like, you know, reaching the pedals and whatnot.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah. I was just making sure.
Listen, my wife is taller than Charlie. Don't you worry. She can reach the pedals
just
fine. Charlie
is just like, bang,
just
bang,
fine.
Bang.
She can reach the pedals.
You know, Fred got me started. I really, truly believe the reason... One of the primary reasons that I'm working in the NFL in a roundabout way is because Fred got me started. I have my own newsletter or whatnot, but Fred got me started with the Chronicle. And from there, I had a blog that was fantasy, started off with fantasy football. Then it went into the draft because the numbers were pretty good, I guess. And he said, well, you want to cover the draft? And I was already kind of doing it. And so it leaked into the draft. And that's where I kind of cut my teeth on draft writing. It was right there in 2000 and probably 2005, I think, around there.
I think that's when we started the Z Report, and it was our most popular blog. And of course, once I left, they got rid of it because they're dickweeds. But, but yeah, it's funny how things work because when I got into radio, it was because of John primarily is the one who called me and said, come do it. But it was because I'd been doing the spots with you, and whenever something came up media wise, I'd come on with you guys. And that's where he kind of said, man, you might want to try this. So it's funny how things work. I think we both have benefited from the relationship. I'm just happy to have you back, man. And what you were talking about with shows, I've listened to a little bit. I have not listened to morning radio ever until you were back. Listened to you guys with Bun B the other morning, and that was really good. But the one thing I always appreciated and why I liked you guys' show so much was you just come on and be yourselves. And you wouldn't try to fake things. You do your impressions. You have fun. And I think that's the one thing that always stuck with me is know what you know, and what you don't know, learn, and just go out and have fun with it and be yourself. And if people don't like that, then you're out of work.
The formula stuff doesn't really work for me. And, you know, PDs want you to – and that's why I've always gotten along with my program directors. I really like the program director over 790. We got along great. But, you know, I don't do all the things that they usually like. You know, I'm an improv guy. I'm an ADD guy. I'm an improv guy. And so that doesn't really fit with the, well, let's play the Sounders here and let's come back at this time. Yeah. And at 37, we're going to do this. And I'm like, well, you better find somebody else to do that.
Yeah, I have a hard time working in those parameters, too. It's very difficult.
That's not my gig. Find somebody that does well at that, you know.
Well, we're happy to have you here, man, and looking forward to getting some non-NFL stuff on Sports Map
at some
point.
Yeah, I'd love to jump on. Yeah, I can't do that. But and I'd love to jump on with you guys, you know, every week. Let's do something fun.
I'm glad to, man.
Anytime.
I'm glad to.
Anytime.
Funny story. Speaking of co-hosts that you have weird chemistry with, at one point, someone thought it was a good idea that Craig Way and I do a show together in Austin.
That doesn't feel right.
Craig and I are great friends now.
He's kind of Vandermeerish a little bit.
When we worked together, I'm pretty sure Craig hated my guts. I'm pretty sure like he legitimately wanted me to die.
Which of your co-hosts have really liked you in your mind? So far, I've heard zero.
Oh, for all his kidding, we get along pretty well.
Yeah, we get along all right. And mostly because we have almost no relationship off the air. Like because we don't prep the way other shows prep, where we come in 3 hours early and talk about everything we're going to do for the day. Mm-hmm. Like, we just trust each other to prep for what the other person is going to prep for. And it works for me. It works for both of us, I think.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is. It's difficult to spend a lot of time with a coworker.
Yeah, because you spend all that time. And, I think that's what me and John were together for 14 years for 4 hours a day, 4 hours plus.
Right.
After a while, it's almost like you just need a little break and then you recharge. And then, because I never didn't like John. I always got along with John. I just needed a change when I made it. And then when I, you know, after 6 years over there, I needed another change.
Well, when I did the show with Craig, this guy used to come on and talk draft stuff with us.
Yeah.
And this was before I'd ever met you.
He had a rotating...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He loved to have guests. Yeah. I hated to have guests on the show.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do, just gags. I wanted to do bits, and he didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and basically, he had a lot more pull back then than I did. So I just went along with whatever he was doing.
I felt like I got kicked off that station because I was maybe too critical of the Longhorns. Like,
but they tried to do that to me.
Yeah, well, Mac did it to everybody. Like, well, AJ's got to go. I legitimately hate AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Hoffman,
he wanted me out of there.
He's a bad person, and Jeff Ketchum's a bad person. Like, but Jeff is, like, constantly blowing you on Horn fans or Tegger or whatever. His Orange Blood's like, well, not enough. He's not blowing enough.
No,
not
enough.
And he's got to go, too.
But
he's gone. Chip's gone. AJ's gone.
I said something about, like, somebody else's draft rankings, and it got very awkward. And Craig, after the segment, was like, Lance doesn't like you to bring up anybody else's draft ratings.
What? He just made that up. I don't care. I literally don't care at all.
Okay.
And in fact, when I was on with you guys, I was just doing sideline view. I wasn't even doing NFL.
Yeah.
So I literally wouldn't have cared at all. As a matter of fact, that's how I compared myself to other people, you know, where things are slotted. That's not, he just literally just told you that because he thought that was bad form.
Maybe so.
Yeah, and but that's not accurate.
Craig thought everything I did was bad form, by the way. Anytime we would have a guest, I would always... Because I always try to ask something of the guest that they haven't heard on every other station that they're a guest on.
Yeah.
So I just try to spice it up a little bit, and it used to drive him crazy. It used, like, I'd ask him whatever we're talking about that day, I'd bring it up to
him. He's a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and he does great at play-by-play.
Yeah.
But in radio, he's probably not going to be your style or even my style. I love Mark Vandermeer. Mark's a play-by-play guy. Radio-wise, I did a very brief show with him.
And was it a nightmare?
It just didn't – like, we just didn't fit. He was – he's a – you know, he likes to keep it in a fairway. I like to try to swing for the fences every once in a while. I like to try to rip it.
Yeah, I'm playing from the rough, buddy.
Yeah, it's – I mean – hey, I'm not. I didn't come here to lay up.
I'm breaking windows, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit this 3-wood and stick it on the green.
Yeah.
Maybe not a smart play all the time.
I'm making sure the houses off to the side paid for the good glass. That's what I'm doing. Make sure their pool filters work well.
Yeah,
I want to be two fairways away, man.
Yeah,
just like my real game.
That's probably smart. Well, boys, I appreciate you having me in.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Yeah,
I mean, I'm always going to be here when you're doing a show. Don't worry, I'm never not going to be here.
You know what? Let's get together. Let's pick a day where you can come in and do a segment with us once a week. For sure,
that'd be awesome. I'd love to do it.
All right.
And then you're going to be here, guys. I appreciate you.
I picked Tuesday.
Tuesday would be good.
Yeah. Tuesdays work for you?
Yeah.
How's 5:30? Is that too late?
No.
Okay. Let's do 5:30 on Tuesdays.
I'm probably going to be here. We might switch the time after the draft's over.
Don't we already have Jerome on Tuesdays? We'll move Jerome.
You just tell me where you want me and I'll come on.
Or we can do Mondays. Mondays after football are probably good.
Mondays would be great. Yeah, that's better. Okay. It's right after the game. So Mondays at 5:30.
I've heard Lance knows a lot about football.
Yeah, he knows a little bit.
Dabble. That's all.
A little bit.
Dabble.
Yeah. When I had to do high school play-by-play, when I lived in Austin, I hated it so much. I guess was it your dad that was a coach there? Or was that your
No, my brother was
your brother.
Coach in Austin.
And I went in talked to him. I have to go and get the depth charts and all that stuff from all the coaches, and I realized
he was at a school where he had no chance of winning.
None. They were horrible.
I'm like,
why'd
you take this as your first head coaching job? Why'd you do this? Yeah. And I like his guy, his center was 5'10", maybe 205. I'm like, you're going to get destroyed.
And they did.
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah. I hated it so much. I hated high school play-by-play. It's probably the worst time of my career, the darkest moments.
Was high school play-by-play?
Yeah.
It wasn't sleeping on on foam sound crates because at 3 in the morning?
It was because I made so little money when I started. So I just had to do something to supplement.
Yeah.
And then luckily, as I got my show got more and more following, I made more and more money. And I could just charge more and more for high school football. And then they wanted to keep me around because I had like a name. So
you were just trying to get them to say, we can't afford it.
I was literally trying to price myself out of doing high school play-by-play. Finally, it was like my last year of high school play-by-play, I did Pflugerville High School games. Yeah. I made $300 a game to call high school football play-by-play. And I got free Rudy's. So it was like a big win for me. And then at the end of that season, they were like, yeah, we just can't afford to bring you back.
Well, all right. It was a good run, guys.
Good deal.
Look at this. Jimbo Fisher's going to A&M.
There it is.
It's not official yet.
That's still a question mark at the end.
Oh, there's a question mark.
Yeah, but people who I work with in the morning who know things seem to believe
that's
happening.
John Granato knows?
I don't know who it could have been Dell that told me that.
Dell doesn't know. No, he doesn't know. He's not connected. Rahil's not connected either.
No, but I have heard from a lot of people that it's there's a reason there's an awful lot of smoke.
You agree with me that that's a strange move?
On whose part?
On Jimbo's part. I mean, obviously for Aggie, it's a great hire, but does it seem weird to go from a championship-level program to a not?
So it's harder to go from ACC to SEC West. Obviously, you are just ramping up the challenge. The flip side of that coin is, I think that it's from a recruiting standpoint, you can clearly recruit big-time talent to Texas A&M. In Florida, there's some issues. There's a little bit more issues with getting guys eligible and some stuff like that. I mean, it's just more challenging. The school systems there are tougher. And here's the big unknown. I don't know. I could dig into it. But he may not, you know, get along great with the president. And, you know, there's stuff like that behind the scenes that you never know. I'm not saying I've heard that. But what I am telling you is sometimes it's not always the football decision. Because guys like Jimbo Fisher, they think they can win wherever they go.
Right.
You know, I mean, he was at LSU, and he'll probably keep Chief Chavis as his defense coordinator if he gets there. He's an offensive guy. He'll try to find an up-and-coming young. A&M will pay for assistance. You know that. So maybe he thinks, hey, I'll get a lot of money. I've got better facilities, and I can pay a crap load. And I don't know about you guys. I've been to Tallahassee before for a game one time when they played Clemson last year. I was not a fan.
No?
Not a fan. Oh, it's Florida.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you – I mean,
and it's – sort of north central Florida.
Well, it's Florida, and it's not the University of Florida. But those guys have it going on there. Everybody else is sort of chasing them in Florida. But A&M's got everything in place. I just said it's not a championship program until someone shows up and makes it one, mm-hmm. and no one's ever done it.
No,
you know, so
I don't think it's crazy.
Just missing 1938. Damn it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Every show, it's not fair.
I really don't think it's the
made up titles they put on the wall at Kyle Field.
I do think that it's. I do think this is a pretty good. Like, it's not a bad thing for Jimbo. If you get paid a ton, you have good facilities. You recruit in the state of Texas, and you recruit to the SEC. There's a lot of check marks in your favor. You just have to keep the talent coming in. You got to develop it. You got to keep a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Sumlin kept losing quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, Ike's very excited that you're back on Twitter. So he also was coached by your brother. So he's very back in 01. Very excited.
Coached by his dad, he said.
I thought he said brother.
No, his brother didn't play at that crappy high school, I don't think.
He said he was coached under your brother, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, maybe so.
Yeah. So
Bay City, they won a state championship with Chad Morris, who I thought might get the A&M job, too.
You think he'd be a good hire?
I think Chad would, yeah.
I'm not as impressed at what he's done at SMU. I just feel
it's tough. I mean, he didn't step into a lot of talent, and it takes time. I think he's a smart mind. I was impressed with what he did at Clemson. I'll tell you that much.
It's hard to recruit good players at SMU too. You got to get guys in school there. I think he's done a terrific job considering. So, yeah. All right, well,
all right, guys,
we're way over here, but
are we?
Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care. 28. It's only 13 minutes. Over.
That's not our problem.
Thanks, Lance.
I can't wait to make you hate me, Lance. It's going to be a good time. All right, guys. You want to get your carpets and your floors, and you want to help disadvantaged children get a toy this Christmas. Great things. Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning is partnered with Toys for Tots. They're going to clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate an unwrapped toy. When you call 281-DIRT-FREE, donate a toy to Toys for Tots. When Dirt Free comes to clean your carpets, upholstery, or tile, and they'll give you one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. Book it now, guys. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Today, you can get up to $159 worth of free services. Hurry and call. Get a free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase just by donating a toy to Toys for Tots. The other guys are leaving behind all those chemicals and it traps dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with no toxic chemicals. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it on ESPN 97.5. And they will take care of you on that Toys for Tots deal. It's 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. And sorry we went way over there, but we were having fun. We're going to have some more fun. We're going to talk to our man Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow Chris on Twitter, @HarrisFootball. And Christopher, how are you, my friend? How are your fantasy teams doing as we near the playoffs in most leagues?
Pretty well. In the there's some like ancillary leagues that you have to do when you do what I do for a living, which is a ridiculous thing that I do for a living. That nobody really pays that much attention to their key team, and I couldn't even tell you how they're doing. But definitely the home leagues that I care about, they're all right.
Is there guys tonight that you look to use? Obviously, the Cowboys, you don't have the value that you had when Zeke Elliott was there. But of the guys tonight, who are you looking to use in tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many stars, there's so many players that are going to be in a million games. I bet there's not a fantasy game out there that's not going to have somebody involved on one of the sides. Cousins is clearly a top 10 quarterback. Dak has the potential to be great, but obviously has not been. And whether or not to use Dak that might be the question of the night. I don't know how you make that choice. It's like, to me, it's not a lot of logic why it's gone this poorly for him, why he scored 3 points on Thanksgiving. Like, I don't get it. I think I completely forgive people if they're just like, you know what? Andy Dalton looks mighty good to me right now. Give me my 15, Andy Dalton, and let me move on. But, of course, could Dez snap out of it and suddenly give you a 30-point night? He absolutely could. And if he did, he would take Dez with him. He might take Alfred Morris with him. So big, big questions. And, you know, the Cowboy offense is the story maybe in the entire NFL for me right now, just because I don't understand. I thought I understood it when we talked last week. I thought I understood that it was about Tyron Smith not being there and just there being too much disruption. But despite the Chargers' defensive ends, despite the pedigree of that pass rush, that wasn't the problem. You know, Tyron Smith was back. Big holding call on Dak's touchdown run, but the problem was Dak, and I don't understand it. I think he's a really good player, and I'm flummoxed.
Yeah, I was in that same boat. I almost benched Dak for Dalton last week, and I rode him again, and I went from 7-1 and basically running away with the league to now I am 7-5 and fighting for a playoff spot, and I picked up Jameis Winston. And do I feel good about it? No, but I just can't. I can't lose on Dak anymore. So I'm trying to change it up a little. I almost went with Jimmy Garoppolo, but then when they said Jameis Winston was healthy, I was like, well, I got to give this guy a shot. So I'm done with Dak.
Understandable. Understandable. Why? Yeah, people are going to feel that way. I wouldn't be shocked if we wake up and the Cowboys romp in this game because, in the end, the running back has been the furthest thing from the problem.
Yeah,
that's been fine.
They ran fine last week. I mean, Morris and Smith did fine. They were 5 yards a carry, and the offensive lineman was there. It was Dak and Dez Bryant didn't do anything.
That's right. I mean, and as much as Dez's personality sometimes makes us want to make fun of him, what's he going to do if the quarterback can't play? Like, in the end, this was about Dak.
The streaming defense is something that a lot of people do, specifically this late in the season. Obviously, teams like the Ravens, they've done really well. I mean, are you looking at teams like the Chargers and the Titans and the Raiders, who really don't have that good of defenses, but their matchups are so juicy that you kind of got to play them? Are you more willing to play a good defense with a bad matchup, or a bad defense with a great matchup?
Well, it depends on the defense. It's going to always come down to how good the matchup is and how bad the defense is. But I think you can't go wrong with the Chargers this week. They're my number two defense of all of them, let alone the ones that are lightly owned. You know, going into the week before waivers ran, I think the Chargers were available something like 60% of Yahoo leagues, and against the Browns, it just feels like a good spot for them. The Raiders are a good question. I mean, I did a DraftKings segment today on my show, and my DFS expert said that the Raiders are his favorite play on the board. He loves them. They're cheap. They get to face Geno Smith and a bunch of nothing, and probably Giants defense that's also willing to give up a little bit. And so I can see that working out. But I'm with you. Like, the concern there is they're not all that good. You know, they have Khalil Mack and really nothing else. They're not rushing the passer, and it just can't cover up for a pretty average secondary. And I would be scared that I'd get negative 4 points, but I get it as a potential streamer. I sure would prefer the Chargers, though.
What do you have Joe Mixon now for the Bengals? Is he turning into a pretty reliable guy? Whereabouts would you put him in your overall hierarchy, not just this week?
I have, I'll look him up right now. I have rest of the season ranks on the website. I'll just look at the website. Right now in a standard league, I have him 35 among all positions. And among running backs, that probably puts him in the, 15 range, something like that. And that's probably fair. That's probably about where we are. You know, last week we'll overcompensate, I guess, for a lot of sins. There are a lot of angry Joe Mixon owners, a lot of angry podcast listeners, because I like Joe Mixon a lot, who are frustrated by the production and frustrated by the fact that, as however bad we were worried the Bengal offensive line would be, that it actually maybe turned out worse. He had the smallest yards before contact of any running back in the league before last week. And, you know, a couple touchdowns definitely soothes that a little bit, but I think talent-wise, he's way better than the running backs I would have rated near him. But just situation-wise, the Bengals' offense has sort of turned into a mashed potato fire, I will call it.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball, and tell all the people the great stuff they get on the website, because you've got things there every day for the people.
It's podcasts. That's the thing. I mean, I guess if people like to listen to sports radio, they might listen. You know, they like fantasy. I think they would probably dig the podcast. I also have, on Wednesday afternoons, once a week, we do a handicapping show. So if folks are just interested in our picks, myself and Jim McCormick, we give our picks against the spread and make fun of each other, which works out well.
All right, Christopher, great stuff as always. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we're running out of fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're running out of
playoff time, though.
We're running out of football. It's funny because we don't. I mean, this is really the last week of meaningful college football until you get the playoffs. And I mean, we got bowl games, but those things are garbage. And the NFL's winding down. But hey, guys, you spending $60 for those little blue pills? Because if you are, we're going to give you a better option. It's going to save you a bunch of money.
Thank goodness! And it's breaking me.
Well, I'm sure it is. $60 a pop, and then the wife says no, and you've wasted $60. You know what you can do with $60?
I never waste it.
Well, yeah, you might be doing it alone, but man, that'll fill up your truck. It'll get you a nice steak and some drinks. So quit spending all that money on that. Summerwood Pharmacy is right here in Houston. They're a better solution for your performance needs. It's a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill, $10 or less. They're right here in town, same active ingredient. They'll mail the prescription to an address you choose for free next day. And if you're already doing the whole Viagra thing, just call your doctor and say, hey, I want to switch over to Summerwood, and say, save a bunch of money. And if you're not, go to your doctor and ask them about it. And if you're having problems and you think you might need some help, well, definitely go see your doctor, or just go to their website, myedrx.com. Watch that video, and they'll tell you all about it. It's that simple. Give them a call, 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300. Ask your doctor about sildenafil, or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. Get back in the game with Summerwood Pharmacy. I can't let any pain.